Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have the pleasure of speaking with Alice Min-Soo Chun, the inventor of the world's first ever inflatable origami solar-powered light, the Solar Puff, and CEO and founder of Soul Light. You've got to see this, folks, and Alice, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and such a pleasure to have you with us here today, and looking forward to hearing the backstory and all the details around this. So, for starters, how and why did you actually start Soul Light? Let's kick things off with that today.
Well, originally, I was a professor at Columbia University teaching architecture at the graduate level, and I also taught material technology. Now, the trend in material technology is that everything is getting thinner, lighter, faster, smarter, more eco-friendly and environmentally friendly. But at a certain point, I focused my research on materials into solar technology after the birth of my son. My son was born with asthma, and we would be going to the doctor's office all the time. And I noticed so many kids with asthma, eczema, even things like autism, which were at a higher level, much higher level than when I was a child. So, you know, there's a saying, a worried mom does better research than the FBI. Well, that was me. And I researched and found that one out of four kids in New York have asthma. That was back in 2004. It's increased to 50% now. And basically because of the pollution in the air, the buildings cause 75% of the pollution that gets emitted into the air because of the HVAC systems, the heating, cooling, computers, lighting, everything that we use every day. And it is creating carbon emissions that are mitigating our health and the health of our children, our families, the planet. And so that's when I decided to focus on solar energy. And I started to sew solar panels to fabric to get the material to be thinner and lighter and combining it with thin film substrates. So after a while, the Haiti earthquake happened. And as you know, there's been a recurring and more natural disasters happening because of climate change. And at that point in 2010, when the Haiti earthquake happened, I turned my studio around into an innovation studio to help Haiti. And I was teaching at Columbia at the time. And when we did the research into Haiti and how we could help, we realized there were only 12% of the population had electricity, and most of them were using kerosene to light their world at night, which is a deadly toxic fuel globally. About 2.6 billion people don't have access to electricity, and they're using kerosene, which is killing about 2 million infants every year. And in India alone, there's 30,000 house fires due to kerosene. In South Africa, there's 200,000 house fires every year due to kerosene. And the clincher for me in terms of how we could make an impact and help is they were spending 30% of their income. And now when you're living on $3 a day, that's a huge chunk of your income to be spending on kerosene. So we researched every solar light on the market, and they were all heavy, hard plastic, polycarbonate, non-recyclable, toxic material. They were ugly, utilitarian looking. And I grew up doing origami, which is the art of folding paper. And I was taught that by my mother, being Korean and Asian, growing up in the United States. And I use that technology because it's very important to deploy products for disasters that are extremely light, that are compact, so you don't pay a lot of money for shipping. And a lot of times in disaster areas, they're in places where there's no road, so it, you know, it's very easy to carry. So I based the design on the origami balloon, which is a flat pack, polygon-shaped form, and then when you pull the handles, it pops open into a beautiful cube. And because I'm a research specialist in material technology, I looked all over for the perfect material for this, and I found this material, which is actually sailcloth, and it's used on the sails of boats. So it's engineered for extreme weather, it's tear-proof, rip-proof, and it has a very special triaxial weave within the fabric. And that triaxial weave is actually the strength of that fabric that makes it soft enough to fold into a flat pack polygon, but also strong enough to hold its shape of a solid cube once it's open. So that became the solar puff. And we spent about, I'd say, 3 years doing field testing on the central plateau of Haiti. And I handmade 500 of them and gave them out to women farmers in Haiti. And one woman had a one-room house, 5 kids, single mom, farming the land. And she told me she couldn't afford the glass to go around her kerosene lamp. And the kids, when they're doing their homework, they're coughing, their eyes are stinging because they're using this smoking can of like burned rope, actually, for their light at night. And when she got the solar puff, she started singing and dancing. And with tears in her eyes, she said this was a gift from God. And at that point, it kind of became a pivotal moment where I decided, you know, this is where I can make a difference to help people by providing these unique solar lamps to regions that have no electricity so that they could save that money that they're spending on kerosene. They could use that money for food, for education, for their children, for clothing, for starting a new enterprise. So it was a win-win situation, and that's when I decided to make a shift into entrepreneurialism. And in 2015, we did a Kickstarter, and I have to say, it took a while to get a mass-producible manufactured unit, but in 2015, we did a Kickstarter, and we raised almost $500,000 in 30 days, and that pretty much started the company Solight.
Well, I got to tell you, that's quite a backstory right there. A vision, a solution with great impact and a reason for everything, no doubt. And it's such an inspiration, to say the least. So tell me, if you would, you kind of got into it a little bit earlier here, but take it further. What do you actually hope to achieve with Solight?
Well, throughout the years, we've produced more unique products. The Solar Puff was our first product, and then we have different versions of our cube lights, and then we move to phone charging, larger battery, bigger capacity, and we launched the Quinn light, which is kind of a very unique kind of, people call it, it looks like the Sydney Opera House, or they call it the Lotus lamp, because it unfolds into a flower-like star. In a way, and it's much bigger and much bigger solar panels, so that in my research, I realized there was a lot of solar charging phone, batteries that charge phones, but the solar panel is so small, you know, people can easily just charge them with their electrical outlet. But if you're really stuck out in the middle of nowhere with no electricity and all you're relying on is the sun, those will not charge. It'll take 2 weeks to charge that battery. So I designed our solar panels that specifically for charging phones with a larger solar panel area so that it can harness more energy at a quicker rate and thus ensuring that, you know, in a day, you'd be able to charge that battery in order to charge that phone, because it's so critical, especially for anyone that, as you know, in today's world, having a phone for communication is a lifeline, and even more so in regions of disaster or war or after a hurricane or earthquake hits. And so this past year, 2023, I went into Ukraine, the war zone of Kyiv and Lviv, Ukraine, and visited three different children's hospitals to deliver our colored lights. We have a unique product that is for children, you know, especially for PTSD. This one healthcare worker came up to me after Hurricane Maria, and he said, "Oh, you're the one that gave us those colored lights, those solar lights, the solar puff with multicolors, and we use that for our children to treat PTSD, and it helped them immensely because none of them could sleep at night. They're terrified going through trauma, and the different colors actually help them release anxiety, lower stress levels, enhance their mood so that they would be able to sleep at night." And in Ukraine, one of the nurses in the children's hospital said, "There's all these bombings. The Russians have been bombing all the power stations, and they have multiple blackouts and shelling. And when that happens, the children just go crazy. And it takes hours for the healthcare workers to calm them down. All of the children having PTSD from the war and the immense tragic things that they've witnessed in their short lives, such as witnessing their whole family being executed and killed right in front of them, or having shrapnel going through their body parts and having to lose a leg or an arm." And I met some of these children in hospitals, and when I gave them our colored lights, their eyes just lit up, and it's kind of like magic for them, because it's this flat little thing and you don't expect anything, but then it pops open into a beautiful cube of different lights, and they just smile and laugh. And what I found incredible, though, is that, you know, you wouldn't blame these kids for having hate or resentment in their souls, but none of them had any of it. In fact, they were filled with forgiveness, resilience, love, and hope for the future. And that kind of thing is absolutely priceless to me in terms of being able to help and make an impact with children, especially throughout the world. And people ask me, you know, I've been to Turkey right after the earthquake. The same thing happened with children there, where I visited a tent camp of, I don't know, there must have been maybe over 5,000 tents. Of each tent was a little classroom for kids, and they spent the day there, and then they were bussed off to another tent camp where their families were after the earthquake. And many of them, I tell the story of how this sun is the most powerful source of energy that comes to the earth every day. But the light of your heart and the light of your mind is even more powerful than the sun, and that you have to keep fighting with that light. And I tell them my story, which is when I was a little girl, I grew up in a very poor, a white trash neighborhood outside of Syracuse. And I was made fun of and beat up because I didn't look like anyone. I was the only Asian in my school. And I tell the kids I didn't fight with my fists. I fought with the light in my heart and the light of my mind. And I tell them, you know, so many people told me I couldn't do this solar light, that I'd never get it to market, that I would never be a CEO. And I tell the kids, I'm standing here today giving this to you because I never gave up. And that's what you have to do. You have to keep fighting with that light and never give up, because you're light warriors now. And the sun must kiss this face, the solar panel, every day so that the energy of the sun will give you light at night. And you use that light to do your homework and read at night so that your dreams and ambitions can grow. And every time I deliver lights to children, I tell them the story. And in some ways, the narrative of that is even more powerful than the product itself, because I truly believe in that power, that empowerment, that help is not out there. It's in your hands, and you're holding the sun in your hands at that point. And oddly enough, I mean, back in 2015, I had been, you know, early on in prototyping, I was invited to a Green Tech Expo, and in walks Bill Clinton and the president of Haiti. And I showed him a taped up, glued up prototype of the solar puff. And they were just blown away. They just loved it. And Bill Clinton is like, I love this light. Come over here. Come look at this. And he was just so impressed. And then fast forward 7 years after Hurricane Maria and 3 million people had no electricity, we were able to get over 100,000 lights with our nonprofit partners into Puerto Rico to help all of the people that were without electricity. And I had been given a small award by the Clinton administration, the Clinton Foundation, actually. And I was backstage, and I told this story to Hillary Clinton. I had met her for the first time, and it was just a short meeting, 3 minutes. And I told her the story about light warriors and the story of the sun that I had told the kids in Dominica. I had just come back from Dominica delivering lights to 7 schools. And she heard that story, and she said, you know what, I love this. And she said, I'm doing a book with Chelsea called Gutsy Women, and I was wondering if you'd like to be in the book. And of course, I'm just kind of like in this vortex moment where I'm looking behind me and wondering if she's talking to somebody else. And it was me she was talking to. And then a year later, the book of Gutsy Women gets published, and my chapter is somewhere between Jane Goodall and Greta Thunberg. And then a year after that, actually during the pandemic, they were filming Gutsy, the docuseries on Apple TV. And I am in the Gutsy docuseries with Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, and her production crew came to my tiny, tiny apartment in Manhattan. 30 people, including the Secret Service, to film that episode. And that came out, I believe, like a couple of years ago. So I am so pleased and grateful for, you know, you, Eric, for helping us spread the word about our company and our product, but mostly the power of self-empowerment, that we all have the power to create change, and small things matter. Little things like a small light could actually make a huge impact on climate change, on carbon emissions, but more importantly, on the power of love and light.
Such fascinating details and information around this and what you've been able to accomplish and the attention that you've gotten. And no surprise at all that Hillary Clinton took note and implemented this so quickly after hearing your story in about 3 minutes. So that says a lot right there. That's quite fascinating, no doubt. Now tell us, as we look at home decor options, and if you've been on the website, we're going to get that website out to folks here in a bit, you'll understand. But tell us about the home decor options on a lighter note.
Oh, absolutely. So I was on New York Open House, where they came to my apartment, and I had a lot of solar puffs, and we had just launched the Mega Puff, which also has phone charging. It's a larger origami cube, and you can actually save 20% on your electric bill by using our solar lights, because you're just using the power of the sun to light your home. but they're beautiful. So I come from a design background. I'm an architect by training. I taught design and architecture and product design. And the beauty of our products is that it's so simple, and the material of the sailcloth is so unique. It gives off a very beautiful spectrum of light. And people love our products for the home. First of all, for emergency purposes, there's been a 60% increase in power outages throughout the United States within the past decade. And that's because of the increase of natural disasters, hurricanes and fires and snow, where there's never been snow or fire before, as you know. And these are wonderful as a backup in case you get a power outage. The other is people who love camping and outdoors and garden, people who have gardens who like to take walks in the evening with their dog. They love taking our lights out for walks at night because then they can be seen. So cars or, you know, people don't, you know, it's a security and surveillance issue. But for camping and outdoors, people love them because it's only 2.2 ounces. And it takes up no room in your backpack because it folds flat. And when you need it, it just pops open into a cube, and you can hang it by the cooking, that barbecue, in your tent. Kids love them for camping and making forts at home. But also kids, they love the colored lights for using them as night lights. So there's a lot of kids that love to use the different colors for helping them sleep at night. And there is a lot of research and new studies done on chromotherapy, which helps the circadian rhythms in your brain waves to relax and relieve stress depending on what colors you use. So in the home, as home decor, it's a beautiful way to create ambiance.
And I'd say that's an understatement. No doubt about that as far as the home decor. Folks, you got to check this out. It's soullight-design.com. You'll certainly see what we've been talking about here today, and you'll also see why it has been really a popular thing going on here. Before you go, and I assume that you have a donation page, and if so, where can folks donate accordingly?
So we started this company, and I invented this thing to help people and make lives better. And we have a page called Give a Light. And in Give a Light page, we have a number of humanitarian aid projects from Ukrainian Children's Hospital in Kyiv and Lviv to we also helped in Marrakesh after the earthquake there. We also have a donation project for American Navajo Indian kids in Utah. The Navajo reservation has 150,000 residents, and 60% don't have running water or electricity there. And this is in the United States. And so that's also another project that's dear to my heart, to help those kids, the Navajo Indian tribe as well. But, you know, last year we went to Acapulco for relief after Hurricane Otis, as well as the fires that happened in Maui. We have several of them, and now we're trying to figure out how to help more in Israel, because there's so many children that have gone through just unspeakable trauma in Israel. So a lot of our customers love our lights for themselves, for gift giving, but they also like to give a light to one of these missions, and we get them there. I deliver them personally sometimes. Last year, I delivered them personally for 4 different missions. And sometimes we partner with our nonprofit partners that are already in these areas and working, and they deploy our lights for humanitarian aid.
Alice, again, we thank you so much for joining us here today. Again, folks, it is soullight-design.com. Alice, all the best and continued success, and thanks again for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for having us on.
And you're certainly more than welcome again. We've been speaking with Alice Min-Soo Chun, the inventor of the world's first ever inflatable origami solar-powered light, the Solar Puff, and CEO and founder of Soul Light. And again, the website of reference is soullight-design.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.